Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
This is Alan Green from Brand Communications. I'm going to do a little piece today on ECR Minerals, which is an AIM-listed mineral exploration and development company with a strategic aim to develop the next multi-million ounce gold resource in Australia. ECR Minerals are currently trading, shares are currently trading at 1.6p, just under, giving the company a market capitalization of 15.5 million sterling, and the shares are traded as high as 4.4p on the year and as low as 1.47. So as we speak, we are just off the year lows now. The company's undergone a fairly intensive period of work this year. So just to outline the projects, first of all, the company has a number of wholly owned subsidiaries. Two key subsidiaries are Makata Gold in Australia and Lux Exploration. But the majority of the activities that the company are engaged in at present are based through Makata Gold at its flagship Baylisten and Creswick Gold projects, which are based in the central Victorian goldfields. That's somewhere north of Melbourne. So ECR has a number of license applications in that area, and it's well funded following a recent fundraising early this year with some 5 million sterling in the coffers, which is enough to fund all of its drilling and exploration activities, certainly for the foreseeable future. Toward the end of last year, the company acquired its first drilling rig from Cortec in China, and that rig is currently working the Baylisten project, and the company are about to purchase a second rig to further accelerate the series of drilling programs that are currently underway. The team at Victoria are based at the central headquarters for the region, which is at Bendigo. The company has a core logging shed and extensive office facilities there, and it's already established a presence in the local region and is actively engaging with the local community at various levels. So it's very high profile in the region. So the two key projects, Creswick and Baylisten. Creswick is situated north of Ballarat, and Ballarat, of course, is famous for its own gold mine. And it sits above a geological feature called the Dimmicks Main Shale. And the Dimmicks Main Shale runs pretty well north to south, runs right through Creswick and also right through Ballarat too. So the company currently on there drilling their eighth hole at Creswick. There are some historical workings there. Adam Jones, who's head geologist, recently described some of the work that they had completed there and explained the geology of the area, saying it was very similar to the nearby Ballarat mine, and the geology features what are called chutes or high-grade pockets of ore that contain gold. And some of these are marked on old maps from previous workings, but where the team are drilling, these are located, or they've located new evidence of these ore chutes. Adam described these chutes in size. They can often be 100 metres long and some 1 metre wide. And obviously something that size weighs 20 to 30 tonnes. And even with modest gold grades, he estimates there could be many millions worth of dollars within each block. They've logged multiple chutes across the Dimmicks Main Shale from the work they've undertaken. And Creswick is certainly at a very exciting juncture. In one of the holes at Creswick, the company intersected two key intersections, 1 meter with 4.78 grams per ton. And hole three in particular intersected 9.93 grams per ton over just under a meter and 23.58 grams per ton also at just under a meter as well. So Creswick is at a very exciting juncture. The company moving to Baylisten, which is east of Bendigo, the Baylisten territories are also east of the Fosterville gold mine. And the Fosterville gold mine is probably one of the most successful gold mines in the world. It was acquired by Kirkland Lake Gold in 2015. And investors and shareholders in Kirkland have seen phenomenal growth. The mine currently produces about 600,000 ounces of gold every year. And a lot of the geology in the region is reflected in what the team are now finding in the drilling campaign at Baylisten. Certainly at the Cherry Tree prospect, which is one of the prospects within the Baylisten license area, they've over a half metre area, 98 metres down, they discovered 11 grams per tonne. And Craig Brown, who is the long-standing CEO of ECR, said the geologists were working hard to ascertain the structural geological interpretations, but certainly the evidence was encouraging from what they were finding there. And this isn't just restricted to what ECR are doing. The global mining company Newmont recently applied for licensed territory adjacent to one of the territories or one of the licensed areas owned by ECR at the Bayliston license. So the company is at a very exciting juncture. We move on. Early this year, the company announced that it had another subsidiary, Lux Exploration, which had been set up. And that has three license applications covering 900 square kilometres in Queensland, some 200 kilometres west of Townville. In terms of its legacy assets, some of the Victoria assets the company had were sold a few years ago to Fosterville South Exploration, and ECR has the rights to receive dollars subject to future resource estimation or production from those projects. And it also has an interest in a gold project in the Philippines. So there is, of course, many reasons currently to invest into mining stocks. There are many reasons to invest into companies exploring for precious metals in particular. One of the key fundamental drivers, of course, is that as we emerge from COVID, governments have spent record levels of money on fiscal easing, the acquisition of monetary assets. And of course, governments around the world are engaged in furlough schemes, keeping companies going, keeping staff employed. This in itself has the net effect of weakening currency, fiscal currency. And it basically creates a perfect storm for commodities such as gold, silver, precious metals, which are viewed as a safe haven and a store of value. So ECR is really right at the start, we believe, of a major opportunity with its licenses underway. And certainly on the evidence of what we're seeing from the Creswick campaign near to Ballarat and the comments provided recently by head geologist Adam Jones, the opportunities look very exciting and the potential is there, we believe, for company transformational growth as the campaign progresses. In summary, ECR Minerals, we believe, offers an opportunity for exposure to an exploration and development company with projects underway. The company have already done the hard yards in regard to proving up the value of the asset in the ground. And now it's a question of understanding the geology, continuing with the drilling, so a clear picture is formed of the size and potential of the assets that are under the ground. But on the early evidence that we're seeing, ECR should be and could be right at the start of the rush for gold in Victoria.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.